Today, Trinidad and Tobago celebrates 35 years as a republic nation. This happened August 1st, 1976, but September 24th was the day when the first parliament met under the republic constitution. Happy Republic Day to all Trinidad and Tobagans. And of course, shouts out to the island of Barbados every time as well. We're Allison Hines hails from. This is Miss Allison Hines.
Allison Hines, the queen of soca music. How are you doing today, Allison?
I am wonderful. Fantastic. How are you?
Listen, I'm on top of the world right now because I'm speaking to you. So, you know, talk about making a man's day. All right? You just made my year. Okay. Thank you for joining us here on the Dance Hall Now show, where we feature the latest and the greatest coming out of the Caribbean and all of its music forms, you know, anything that you might be heard, that might be heard in the dance. And definitely for years now, Allison Hines' voice rings out across the speakers and always makes people move. So it's an honor to have royalty with us on the show today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, now, Allison, let's let the people know, how long have you been in the music business, and how did you get your start?
I've been in the business for many, many years. It's been a while. I started when I was a teenager, and I'm still a teenager, so, you know.
There you go. There you go. So you're talking about like 3 years, a long time, right? Gotcha.
There you go. Right. You are so correct.
Yeah. Now, Allison, what was the thing that got you into the music, though? You know, was it singing in the church? You just used to love to sing growing up. Like, you know, what got you saying, yeah, I want to do this as a career?
I don't know, from a very small child, 6-7 years old, I wanted to be a singer. And I used to sing in the choir at school. And I'm British born, so I was born in my early years were spent in East London.
Okay.
And I was at primary school and I was in the choir. And I loved singing in the choir.
Okay.
And I would sing out. Well, I sang, you know, I knew all the songs that were on the radio, and, you know, I was always singing, always certain songs, I was singing everything, ads on the radio, TV, everything, whatever you could sing of. And I just wanted to be able to perform for audiences, and I would imagine it was in my room in front of, you know, thousands of people, with a brush as my microphone, and, you know, I was singing in front of thousands of people. But it took a while for me to get to that point. After my parents split up and my mother and I moved to Barbados, and I was, you know, went to secondary school, high school in Barbados.
Okay.
And when I left school, I entered a local talent competition. Actually, I was entered into a local talent competition by a friend of mine who I now consider to be one of my big brothers, and that's Anderson Blood Armstrong, formerly of Square One.
Okay.
And he was the one initially that entered me into talent competition and helped me to choose my songs, etc. And he came to every rehearsal, and, you know, he helped me out because he was a young Calypsonian at the time. And that particular competition, I went all the way to the finals, and I placed third. And after entering the competition, Andy then said to me, you know, me and some friends, we have band.
After connecting, after that inspiration, you, of course, you became the lead singer of Square One. All right.
Yes.
Had some. I mean, that's when I guess the world began to know the name Allison Hynes. Now, what was that experience like with Square One?
The guys, we grew up together. We became more of a family unit and not just a band, because we used to hang out together outside of our various gigs and so on. So even when we were on tour, we would hang out together, shop together, go to the movies, lime. You know, that's kind of my experience. And even after the band broke up, we're still, they're still my big brothers. Because okay. I was always the youngest in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still, you know, we're still a family. I work with Terry Arthur. He's written quite a few songs for me since the breakup of the band. I do recordings with Andy. You know, I see George and I speak to him, and Winston and Cecil and Paul, all the guys, you know, we still stay in contact with one another. So we definitely make sure I'm staying in contact. So that's my big brother's family.
Excellent. Now, also with Square One is when you did Faluma. Now,
yes.
Now, Faluma is you know, from Suriname, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is the language?
The language that song is in is a language called Suriname Tongo.
Okay.
And it's
go ahead.
It's not Dutch, and it's not spoken by everyone in Suriname. There are a few people that speak that particular language. So it was basically for me to learn the song, to learn the phonetics,
mm-hmm.
because obviously I had never heard anything like this before.
Right.
But, you know, the song just got a life of its own, absolutely.
Let me tell you, absolutely powerful. Even when it's still played, anytime we play it to the dads, it's like if it would just release this week, and everybody, it just still has that same power, that same impact. You know, it's amazing, and it's more a testament to you and your abilities to learn something on the spot that quickly. You know, in the turnaround, and to have it do what it did, and then you followed up with Makalele.
Yeah, well, Makalele came a while after Faluma. I mean, Faluma was done in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Makalele did not come until a few years ago.
Right.
But the inspiration for Makalele came from Faluma. And it was actually done by Giandre Diaz and his girlfriend Tammy. Tammy did the lyrics and mm-hmm. he did the music. And Giandre actually is a part of my band. He does all of my samples and loops and all of that.
Okay.
And that's where he got it. His inspiration was actually for Luma. So mm-hmm. that's how he and because his girlfriend is also in music and is a songwriter. And so they got together and came up with Makalele.
Now, it's excellent. It's just amazing to hear you this. You're born in the UK, raised in Barbados, you know. Now, you're the queen of soca music, which, you know, the Trinis, you know, have had the dominant soca carnival. What is the Trinidad relationship like with you, you know, being from or being raised in Barbados?
It's always been... my fan base in Trinidad has always been amazing. That also comes from my, you know, foundation with Square One. And we started going into Trinidad after I had Ragamuffin.
Mm.
And people didn't really know who we were. But, you know, we got the opportunity to get to play in Trinidad, to get to perform. And we learned very quickly because we had a steep learning curve. We had to really get ourselves on
point.
That's
pretty serious about their thing.
Yeah, definitely. So we had to really come to the table and come correct when we went into Trinidad. And but we were able to do that, and we were able to garner up many fans in Trinidad and obviously throughout the region. And so, you know, my connection with Trinidad has been a very long and lasting one, and a happy one, because, you know, whenever I go there, the response from the audience is always so amazing, and their parties are always so amazing and fantastic. So, you know, it's Trinidad Carnival. Trinidad people.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, carrying the moniker of, you know, Queen of Soca music, you know, there's a question in the chat room. One of our listeners, Lady Empress, is asking, what advice would you have for young female artists trying to get into the music industry?
The advice that I would have is, first of all, you know, you're always learning. You're always honing your art. You should work on honing your art, because it is an art form. And just like anything else, you have to practice. You have to rehearse.
Right.
I remember one of the things that Square One used to do as a band in terms of our rehearsal. I mean, we would learn covers and stuff, and obviously once we started creating our own music, we played our own music, but we still would play covers in between. But we would do a general rehearsal and, you know, rehearse whatever new songs we were doing. And then we would either dedicate a part of that rehearsal, or we would just have a rehearsal, which is just for vocals. And it would be myself, Andy, and Cecil, and George, and Winston, like, with a Terry, percussion. And it would just be stripping. And we would rehearse those vocals until we got sick of singing them, and then sing them. Because you can only get out what you put in.
Right.
So you have to do that work. And even though, you know, we felt as though, good grief, I can't sing this song again. It's like, have to, because when you hit the stage and all the excitement and the lights and the crowd and everything takes over, it has to become second nature. So that when you go to sing that harmony, that you know exactly where you're singing, exactly what you're supposed to sing. So for the females out there, you know, rehearse. Make sure that you have people around you who are not only going to encourage you, but they're not going to be yes people. You don't want anybody around you that's just going to be, how was that? Oh, it was great. It was fantastic.
Right.
How is this outfit?
Right.
It's great. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. You know, you need somebody that's going to be able to tell you yes when it's great and fantastic, and when it's like, yeah, it was so.
That's right. Keep it real.
You need to have real. That's going to tell you stuff that at that point in time you may not even really want to hear, but they're telling you that to you for your own good and for your improvement, and not, you know, to belittle you or to pull you down or to stop you from achieving.
Yeah.
Another one of these things is that I was taught, actually, and I don't think a lot of females are told. So I'm giving you some of my own personal learning and experience, is that as a female artist, especially if you're doing, you may be doing your own music, but you're doing covers of other people's songs, do not limit yourself to just singing female songs. You can sing male songs. You can sing Barris. You can sing Taurus. You can sing Elephant Man. You can sing whatever you want.
Right.
It's the attitude that you put behind it. You understand?
Right.
It's like, if I'm singing, I don't know, a ballad, You know, you'll sing it nice and easy and smooth. But if I'm singing Patra, you have to give the attitude of Patra.
Yeah.
Murder me, I not take back me check.
Yeah.
Jump a little at me, I the criminal, they pop. Look how we cute and sexy like that. I'm me chance to go, I have to watch that.
Yeah.
You got to channel a Barris, you know. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. What a confrontation this will be. You have to be able to change and switch up and go. You know, don't limit yourself to just singing songs from me or Destro or Fian or Whitney Houston or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a song that you like, if it's a Chris Brown song, if it's a Neo song, if it's whoever song, and it's a male or a female,
mm-hmm.
try it. You know, figure out how you can do it, make it your, you know. And I think that has served me very well because I have been able to do all kinds of songs.
Yes, indeed.
That's how I've managed to be able to do songs with the attitude like Briss and Wine and Top Class Bubbler and, you know, where you need to get a little gritty,
right?
You know, and
right.
a little dirty, you know.
You know, and also with your versatility, you're able to work with other artists from different genres, as you've done with Jacquel, you've done with Shaggy, you've done, you just recently did the Broke It Down remix with Mr. Vegas, you know.
Correct.
So definitely, that's some strong advice. And I'm going to throw this one in there, adding as a male in the industry, right? I'm going to say to the young females coming up, all right? If you're serious about your career and your craft, stay off the casting couch, okay? For real.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not even a joke. I mean, I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that a man said that. I am so glad that a male said that because that's not a joke. You know, there are people in this business who are very, very unsavory, and I'm being nice. Mm-hmm. Who are very suspect and who are very slimy and slick.
Mm-hmm.
And people see a young girl, pretty, you know, with talent and very and naive, and they will try to prey on that naivety. And you have to be strong enough as a female to be able to say, listen, that's not what I'm about. I'm not interested. If that's the way that I'm going to get a job or I'm going to get whatever it is, then you can keep it because I will continue on. And as singer Sandra says, stay with my dignity. You understand?
Right. Well, you know what, Allison, unfortunately, we're running short on time. You know, I want to thank you so much. But this is what I want to do, right? Because I want to really, there's so much I want to talk to you about and so much of the music I want to go through. Will you reschedule with us for real, you know, time in the near future where we can go back in and really, you know, have a day with Allison Hynes and go through the catalog of the music and really let people get a sense of, you know, of who you are. And I want to talk about family life and mixing the business and family and all these other things as well. Okay, so
of course, I would welcome that.
I thank you so very much. We're talking with the queen of soca music herself, the empress that still sits upon her throne, ruling strong, Allison Hynes, right here on the Dance Hall Now show. I want to say big up to all the listeners in the Gambia on Vibes FM 106.1. Everybody here in the Atlanta area on 1420 and 1430 AM. Everybody on Future Movement Radio. Everybody on Route1Radio.com. And everybody here at TheFlavorRadio.com listening in. We've got a lot of people in the chat room, and they're just ecstatic, and they're all saying hi and loving the show, and glad that you can join us. All right, tell the people if they want to follow Allison Hynes' career, her concert dates. Where can they find more information about you? How can they reach out and stay connected?
Well, I have my website www.allisonhynes.com, and that's one L. I-S-O-N, and Hynes is H-I-N-E-S. You can also find me. I have a couple of Facebook pages, so you can also join up there. And of course, I have a Twitter page. That's at Allison Hines. And you can join my followers on Twitter. I tweet quite a lot. My Twitter page is actually very active. So is my Facebook page and my website. On the website, you'll see schedule of where I'm going to be and what I'm doing. And, of course, on Twitter, you can get up-to-the-date, up-to-the-time information on what I'm doing. You know, I throw random questions every now and then.
And that's really you tweeting.
And that's really me tweeting.
Okay.
You know, you can send information. You can, you know, just send a shout-out. You can, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I love to connect with my people on Twitter because it's so immediate. And I like to send out questions and then get responses. You know, I get tons of retweets. And it's great. It's really, really good. So, yes, that's me.
All right. Well, thank you once again for joining us on the show, Allison. We're going to leave with the Soca remix to Bruck It Down, Mr. Vegas featuring Allison Hines. All right. Also, I want Massive to go ahead and jump on Highlander.net. We've got some recent video up for the Faluma Makalele brand new video. So go ahead and check it out. All right. Allison, much love and continued success, and we're going to link again real soon to continue our talk, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Yeah,
you're very welcome. You know, and one of these days, you know, the whole crew, we're going to take a trip down to Barbados, and we go fete on St. Lawrence Gap. I love that. I love it down the St. Lawrence Gap. Yeah. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. Thank you once again, Massive and crew, for joining us for this evening's dance hall now show. Don't